This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing. Today I've got a strange podcast for you. I'm going to talk about the Yellow Pages and how it can still be used effectively right here in 2017 to get clients. It's not what you'd expect. It's no longer a main source of clients at all. Doesn't matter what your practice area is. But there are still people that read the Yellow Pages. One you may not expect is people in jail. So if you do criminal defense, DUI, even divorce, you know, family law type stuff, domestic violence, emergency removals, those kinds of things. Sometimes the Yellow Pages is the only thing people have in jail to be able to get information about a lawyer. They may be pages torn out of the Yellow Pages that are laminated, but depending on the jail, they're definitely there. So if you have those kind of clients, advertising in the Yellow Pages has gotten a lot cheaper because they're desperate, they're dying, and you can get a lot of coverage, both physical and online. So for those kinds of clients, it is good. If you do estate planning, or if you deal with high net worth individuals, those people, affluent people, tend to skew older. The older people have the money, especially baby boomers, and they still like traditional media, newspaper, Yellow Pages, things like that. So if you want to apply to an older demographic and do it cheaply and effectively, Yellow Pages is still very, very viable, and you'd be shocked at how much easier and cheaper it is to do so. Yellow Pages is not the, you know, juggernaut they once were, so they're not able to force and enforce multi-year contracts and outrageous rates. And you can even advertise out of category. So let's say you're an injury attorney. You don't have to just advertise in the attorney category. You could advertise in the back pain area, or you know, the pain doctor area, or the trauma areas of the Yellow Pages, and that gets you some additional coverage. So these are my ideas about the Yellow Pages. I do have clients that are using them successfully, and getting a good ROI. So you'd be very surprised. One last thing I'll talk about with the Yellow Pages is, even if it's a break even for you, it can help add to your list of past clients. And you can get reviews from these people, you know, that you did a great job for them. Again, they tend to have the ability to pay more because they usually skew older. And you can build your referral list. And if you do a monthly newsletter to past clients, this can help you get more clients and build your list faster. So these are all the, you know, the unorthodox uses of it. But definitely it's a great media to look at. It's not cluttered at all anymore. So unorthodox as it is, I suggest looking into it. This is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing. If you need help getting this going for your firm, if you're still using the Yellow Pages and you want to make your ads better and work better for you, we can help you with that. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.